Hi, thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so freaking thankful that you decided to listen to this podcast. I am a passionate entrepreneur who is obsessed with helping others show up unapologetically. Here's the thing. I spent my entire life showing up how I thought I was supposed to, because then I was going to be happy. It was once I realized that when I would show up as myself unapologetically, that I was going to start finding my passion and my purpose, which was helping others do the same. I take my job very seriously with helping you through my life tips, my life tricks that I have had, and some stories and rants that you're going to hear along the way. I just want to thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast, because this is what's changed my life. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I'm your host, Kyra Carlin, and I'm going to be super honest. I'm going to dive right in. We're going to go straight into it. I'm going to give you what I would like to call some tough love, some training on what I just am going through in my season of growth, of being an entrepreneur, of trying to do these changing times of social media. And this is me, full disclosure. This is not a foolproof plan. This is not something that is like a guaranteed trick that you're going to use and everything's going to change. But I am going to be real with you and tell you that, man, do I mean it when I say times are changing and social media is completely different. And I'm going to give you my outlook of what I think is going to work, what works for others, what has been working for me, and maybe kind of give you a little reflection of what you have currently been doing or maybe trying, and it's either working or not working. So this may be a hot mess, or maybe one of the best episodes I've ever had. So we'll see how it goes. So I don't know about you, but if you are an entrepreneur, and I know that everybody who listens to this is not like a boss babe, not a side hustler, not an entrepreneur, that's okay. But I think this definitely could apply in all aspects, whether or not you are a stay-at-home mama who is just using social media to just have a community, have a place for you to outpour, or somebody who is working the business of network marketing or multi-level marketing or just anything in general. So I want to talk about what I feel like the thought process is that we have been taught for so long, and why I think it's no longer working, and what I believe will help so many people build traction in their business and less of like schemes and things to do. Okay. So I'm going to use a lot of terms that I feel like are just ones that I use, but nothing like super technical. So buckle up, let's go ahead and jump in. So I think the first thing that we are really taught to do in network marketing and social selling is to be kind of like an infomercial. And like, I even hate saying that, but I was just telling my team about it. And I think we get so caught up in check marking the boxes, making sure that we're giving enough information to get you interested, that we sell you on sharing it. And what do I mean by that? And I'm going to have to use examples of things that I know and how I can relate, and then you can take it and apply it to your life. But one of the things that I think is like super hard to get over is not just showing up like everybody else. And by that, I mean like for what I do, I partner with Beachbody and we offer online community support for our boot camps and challenge groups. And I have what I would like to say that I could say like the back of my hand, and my daughter could probably also repeat because she's heard me say it enough, which is where it comes to be to me. I'm like, this isn't me doing it. If my daughter can repeat what I'm saying, it's not a script, but it's online boot camps where you get a year of workouts, your first month of meal plans, accountability, support, and encouragement. Being able to say it like that, in that tone, in that way, is my very first recognition of I don't mean it. And so I feel like if you are in the habit of, when someone is asking you about what you're selling or what you're offering, if you can say it, if you say it, number one, I feel like the exact same way, in the exact same tone every single time, you're not doing it with passion. And that will work. This is not me saying that doesn't work. It does. It does work totally. But it's also the kind of system that you're going to have to constantly be repeating, and it's not duplicatable, because it's not personable, and it's not something that you can just expect everybody to do and have it be successful. And I feel like social media has definitely taken a turn of what you want to consume, what you are willing to buy from, and who you're willing to buy from, versus just going out and trying to find something that is going to fix your problem. And I think for so long we have been taught to, quote, sell to fix problems rather than share to help. And maybe you're like, what the heck did she just say? Because I mean, sometimes I say that to myself, right? So let me kind of like give you to my version of what I feel like I think has happened and how I feel like I am changing what I am doing, because I don't want to feel that way. So anybody can get on social media and give you the pinpoints in the demographics of what you are getting when you purchase something. I could get on here and tell you the ingredients of this and this and this. I could tell you exactly what the challenge pack costs. I could tell you exactly what you're getting down to a T, which would have zero emotion tied to it. And that type also includes hey girl messages. And I'm gonna go ahead and raise my hand who is tired of not only sending them, but like, you know, the one that you're getting where you know they didn't even look at your profile. They didn't even talk. Like, it just blows my mind some of the messages that I receive of people in my same business sending me a message thanking me for watching their fitness journey and wanting to know if I'd like to get started with them. And it's like, it's definitely the example of this is what I don't want to do. I don't want to be the one sending the message that I could send to everybody that is not real. And I think sometimes people get put off when they hear someone say, who doesn't want to send a hey girl message? They get offended and they're like, well, I send them and they work. No one said they didn't work. It just really makes your relationship that you have with your followers, with your people who you are trying to build actual connections with, I feel like it discredits all of it. It makes it feel like everything you had said previously was just to send that message. And I don't know if that relates or resonates with you, but like, that's how I have felt before. And I don't want to feel like that. And when you are in your social media and you are doing social selling, and you're constantly in there, honestly, just regurgitating information that they could easily go to Google and find, it's not real and it's not raw, it's not authentic, and they don't trust you. And I'm telling you that from a place of love, because I have felt that way. And I know that if someone is going to message me and the message that I get is what I feel like scripted or just something that they Googled and copied and pasted to me, I am not going to reply back with like, oh my gosh, yes, I'm going to give you my energy. Because in case you forgot, when someone purchases from you, from your small business, from your multi-level marketing, whatever it may be, if they are purchasing from you, you are having an exchange of energy. And for me, somebody who is very aware of my energy, the energy that I consume, the energy that I output, all of that, I am going to be spending and using my energy on things that are reciprocated. If you are sending me a script that is very much like to a T information, what you can give me and not what I'm getting out of it, I'm going to repeat that. If you are giving me something that what you are giving me and not what I am getting out of it, I'm not going to give you my energy. So I think one of the hardest things to do is to get out of the mindset that you have to sell more by sending more messages. Instead, what if you took this opportunity to, number one, share more authentically and have the thing that you are selling be a part of your social media, not your entire thing, because you buy from people that you know, love, and trust. This is not a new concept. This is something that has been around for forever and a day, but I think right now it's super important, because whenever you are building these relationships where you're having connections, where the message is very authentic to one particular person, not everybody, they get that exchange of energy. Did you like that moment, that one right there, that moment? The exchange of energy that you are having with a one in particular person where you are able to actually have a connection, that is when they know, love, and trust you. And then they are going to be either asking you questions or, can I get more information? And so this is going to really tie into my business. I am sure there are other ways to do what we call them free groups, and because it's what it is. I'm giving you a taste, a test of like a teaser of what I am offering you. So for me, I offer online accountability groups that offer accountability, obviously every single day, encouragement. So I cheer you on. I tell you you're doing a good job. I call you out if you're not. I offer different coaching. I offer like information. I offer mindset shift. I offer nutrition. All of that is included in my boot camps. I could get in my stories every day, all day long, and give you the pinpoints once again, tell you what I'm giving you, not what you're getting out of it. If I tell you what I'm giving you, I'm selling. If I'm telling you what you're getting out of it, I'm sharing. Friends, that makes the biggest difference. So free groups for me, personally, do they take a lot of time and energy? But yes, once again, though, what did I say? If you are giving that energy, they are receiving it, and then it's going to be reciprocated. You do not do free groups in order to sell to people. You do them to share what you genuinely love so that they can get a taste of it to decide if that's what they're going to love too. So when you have an opportunity or an offer for them to try before you buy, for lack of better terms, and then you give them the energy that you are going to continue to give them, not just show up in the free group as like top 10, do all the things, and then they sign up and you never hear from you again, that's crappy on your part. That's not what you do. You give them your 10 level energy that you are wanting to give them at all times. Let them see what they're getting. Let them understand that this is you that they're getting. It's not just a product that they're selling. And I'm telling you right now, that right there is the game changer. That's when this becomes less transactional and more transformational, whether it be with your business, whether you're selling a course, whether you're selling skincare or makeup. I mean, yeah, you can't give them free product for makeup, but if you offered a free group where you offered information, you gave them basically a training for 5 days of offering value, you will be more valued and your energy will be reciprocated from the good energy that you're putting out. Those who want to do what you're doing, those who want to feel how you feel, they will receive your energy and give it right back to you. So I think one of the biggest things to remember during this time, and by this time, let me tell you, I'm not meaning quarantine or COVID or 2020, none of that. I mean, during this time of social selling, where this is legitimately where 90% of all things are being purchased from is online. This is your opportunity to quit being another hey girl message, to quit being the person who just gives information, but instead share how what you are doing fits in your real life. If I can give you any tip, any one thing to take away from this, whatever it is that you are selling is a solution to a problem. And what you need to do is share your real life outside of the solution, include the solution throughout your day. And I am definitely referring to Instagram stories. But if you are sharing your real life, insert the solution during your day, and then your behind the scenes follow through, what's going to happen are the people who are watching you are going to recognize that, hey, I am also insert whatever you are. Let's just go ahead and say that you're a mom who is a nurse that works 3 days a week, 12-hour shifts, and you also happen to have a fitness routine. Let's just make up Sally Joe. So Sally Joe gets up every day, does her workout first thing, regardless of when she works, and goes to work her 3 days a week, picks up her kids from school on the 2 days that she's off, comes home and does schooling. But Susan, who's watching, Sally Joe, Susan's worn out. Susan doesn't feel like she matters. And she's wondering, like, what's different with Sally Joe? Well, let's see. I'm also a nurse. I'm also a mom. I'm also picking my kids up from school. What is Sally Joe doing differently? Well, Sally Joe is also doing a gratitude journal that she's sharing about. Sally Joe is also doing a fitness routine that she's sharing about. Sally Joe is also saying all the things that she's doing that's making herself feel better, on top of being a mom, on top of working as a nurse, on top of doing all the things that Susan's doing. The point of you sharing is not for you to be like, hey, look what I'm doing, but for you to allow the other people who are watching you to be able to envision themselves doing what you're doing, because it's possible. It's possible. You are a real life person, so are they. This is to make you be more relatable, that they can believe that what you are doing is possible for them. That right there is sharing versus selling. So I hope this podcast was helpful. I hope it like gives you some insight on maybe whenever you find yourself getting into that rut or feeling like you're not doing good enough or feeling like you should be doing more of something, maybe you should take a step back and recognize, but what is that more? Maybe it's not more selling. Maybe it's not more pinpoints and not more information. Maybe it's more sharing, because sharing is way more relatable than selling. And I want you to always remember that. You are important. You matter. And I'm proud of you. Thank you guys so much for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I would appreciate it if you could subscribe and maybe give me a rating for what you love about this podcast. I appreciate all the reviews, and your love and support means more to me than you will ever know.